Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Yo.
Yo.
Justine from Lawrence texts in, says, I'm usually at work while you guys are on, but I'm off today getting to listen live is a real treat. That is nice. Will wants to know where the mango and Red Bull smoothie's from.
It's a coffee place, right?
Well, I don't want to give them free advertising.
Oh, yeah.
Don't not if that. They're not going to give me free Red Bull and mango smoothies. We're going to have to work that out.
Yeah.
Rhyme it.
That's, rhymes with pooters.
That's just the name of it. You're supposed to rhyme it. Now you're giving them free advertising.
Oh, I thought they were giving those away at Hooters. I was no way.
Pooters Coffee.
Pooters.
Pooters God, Coffee and Smoothies.
You should have said Hooters.
Lazo's their favorite customer.
You're really bad at this game.
Oh, boy, do we have something to talk about. The internet is outraged.
Oh, somebody else said they texted in. They said the show would be great. They love all four of us. Keep it rocking and a rolling, which also made me think, I know we're going to play a game, but... You really got to work on your Shaq math, dumb, dumb baby.
What was Shaq math?
What happened? What did I miss?
He ran out of gas.
I was on Shaq math.
You can't be that bad at math.
He jokes around about being a Shaq math guy when it comes to the gas station. And
the
then,
thing was, I passed the gas station, and I knew I needed it, but I had to go to a certain one to get a certain thing. So I was like, well, I'll just go down another mile.
That's not how Shaq math works.
I know.
Right.
I know.
Shaq doesn't wait for a certain gas station to get a certain smoothie.
And you could have used Shaq math and pulled in and got $2 worth and got to the next gas station.
You're right. You're right. But I mean, it was like half a mile. God.
Went half a mile too long.
I know.
So what'd you have to do? Call someone to bring you a can of gas?
Yep.
Oh, that sucks.
Was it like AAA or just someone you know?
No, it was a guy that was down the street I know.
That's a tough call.
It was running out really of gas. Quick, but I mean, it sucked. And it was on the highway. Ooh. And it's raining, and you know that's never good.
I don't think I've ever run out of gas. Have you ever run out of gas? I know my mom used to all the time. Sure. I'd be like, "Mom, please, I think we need gas." She's like, yeah, "It's fine," and then we'd run out of gas.
I've run out of gas before, not a long time.
I would assume that I have at some point, but I can't remember. It's been a while.
I definitely run down to like the last mile, but the car I have now, it drives me nuts because it only shows how many miles I have left till E10s.
Oh, see, and I like to play the game
what?
Like
in
increments
so
of 20,
10.
10, and then it's just nothing.
Yeah.
Which once you get to zero, let's be honest,
you got 30 more miles.
I know, I've been listening. I rocked the zero for a while, but it's a scary, scary game.
I love that. My ex never believed me. When we lived in Seattle, we had to drive on that bridge going over the lake, and there's no shoulder. It's a floating bridge, and there'd be traffic, and we get stuck in traffic. She's like, it says zero. I'm like, yeah, but we only have like 2 miles to go. And she's like, but we're stuck in traffic. And I was like, trust me, it'll be fine. But I did get that rush inside. Like, we might not be fine. I don't know what does happen if we run out of gas on the water. I'm not sure exactly. Lazo, have you seen these people in Maine, or I guess this person in Maine, who put the sign in their business window? It's an insurance business about Juneteenth.
No.
Okay. Oh. Okay. So this happened in, what's the name of this town? Millinocket, Maine. Okay.
Andy Millinocket, Maine.
No, that's what I thought of too, yeah.
Yeah, Millinocket, I think is how they say it.
Name it after him.
So,
the bologna in my left pocket.
This is a like an insurance broker, right? You go in there, they got different insurance companies. They, you know, get you a great rate, I'm sure. Well, this sign was put up in the window on Monday for Juneteenth. And the sign says, it's printed out, you know, like they typed it up and printed this out. They took the time to do this. Juneteenth. And under that it says, it's whatever. And then it says, we're closed. And then down at the bottom it says, enjoy your fried chicken and collard greens.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah. God.
That's what it says.
That's so terrible. God.
Now, I'm thinking if you're doing this, you're having some sort of mental breakdown, like a racist, you know, just complete meltdown. Like, you are now saying, I don't want to own a business anymore. I don't care what anybody thinks of me. Right. Like, something's not right.
Isn't the pushback to Juneteenth like just in, we're just saying, totally like, hey, isn't insane. The great slavery ended?
Right.
And how do you get offended
maybe
by
people
that?
Who were, you know, tortured and enslaved.
And even if you're big, dumb, racist babies, mm-hmm. even if you're like, ah, I wish there still was slavery. Things were better right. in the old days.
Sure.
Aren't you at least like, but it ain't coming back, so take the day off.
Take
like,
the day off!
Take the day off, dickhead!
Don't put the sign in your window, you racist. Like, what is wrong with you? So I really want to know. I'm thinking, like, what kind of person put this up? So the sign gets put up in the window. Someone takes a picture of it, and it originally gets spread around on Facebook. Now, there's a couple things here. One is this insurance company is called Reed's Insurance Agency, okay? That's where the sign was posted. And as I said, this happened in Andy Millinocket's, Maine. There's another town 150 miles away down the road there, and it's called the Reed Insurance Agency as well. Like one's the Harry E. Reid Insurance Agency, so yes. That's the one. That's where this was posted,
yes.
Right?
Uh-huh.
The sign posted in the window of the Harry E. Reid Insurance Agency Monday, and I just told you what it said. I won't repeat it. So people see this. It gets posted on Facebook. There is outrage, of course. People are angry, and they look up, I guess, this insurance group. Well, they find this other insurance company.
Oh, man.
150 miles down the road.
Come
so
on.
Those people took Monday off. They're not racist. The guy who owns it was even like, this is not who I am at all. Like, I think it's good that it's a holiday. This is the last thing I would say. And he said when he came to work on Tuesday morning, he was getting a bunch of calls. He's like, dude, business is picking up. Things are looking up for us. And then the calls on, you know, on the other end of the phone were like, I'm going to kill you. I hope your business burns to the ground. And he's like, what the hell is going on?
Thank you for calling Reed Family Insurance Advisors. This is Nate.
The phone started ringing a lot more than usual Tuesday morning, the day after Juneteenth.
And I didn't know what was going on, so I just thought business is getting good.
Nate Reed quickly realized something was wrong after a reporter called looking for comment.
I said, I don't even know what you're talking about. She said, well, you might want to go online because there's this post going around on Reddit.
The photo initially shared on Facebook shows a sign outside a business reading, Juneteenth, it's whatever. We're closed. Enjoy your fried chicken and collard greens.
I would love to see better for this community.
The message was put up at the Harry E. Reid Insurance Agency in Millinocket. This is Reed Family Insurance Advisors, 150 miles away in Damariscotta.
The internet is more dangerous than anything else.
It's so dangerous. It's just, it can ruin lives. You come to work one day, and you're getting all these calls, and you're like, business is
right, and then
swing.
You're just done. That yeah. whole documentary we wrote about the guy who just, he had his hand out the window in San Diego, right? Yeah. And it was in a circle. A Hispanic guy, somebody drives by and says, you were giving the
white power symbol
to the Black Lives Matter people. They take a picture of him, and he gets fired.
Yeah, from the gas company, right?
Yes. Just like this guy. The internet's like, well, Reed, same state.
Right, same state, same name, whatever.
Why look any further? Like, you're as bad as the people who are writing the letters.
That was going to be my question to you.
Yes.
I understand being angry. I understand looking at that and going, what the hell is wrong with you?
Right.
I also understand going, I would never do business at that place. Where I kind of stop is where I pick up the phone and start issuing death threats. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I don't know. And maybe you say, well, someone, there needs to be pushback. If it wasn't for the internet, then someone could get away with a sign like this.
The internet doesn't follow through with anything.
Get it right
with dumb people, and
exactly.
they start yelling at a guy 150 miles. The guy who wrote that letter now sees it on the internet, quietly crumbles it up, throws it in the trash can, and nobody's talking about him anymore.
Right.
Because you went after the wrong guy.
Well, they've gone after the right people, too. So Lisa Groley is the one who photographed the sign. She said that she was at work and a coworker had told her about it. So she took the picture. She said her initial reaction was disbelief. And here's a quote from her. She said, it was shocking. I came back and I was talking to my coworker about it and we were really shocked. We were amazed at the sheer ignorance and stupidity of it. So she sent the photos to her daughter who posted it on Facebook Monday with the caption, the racism in Millinocket is real. Another photo of the sign blew up on social media website Reddit with more than 2,000 upvotes. There's more than that now. So this woman, according to this article here, this is from MSM, a woman named Melanie Higgins took responsibility for the sign,
mm-hmm.
okay, and went to Facebook to talk about it. She apologized. This is what she says. Here's a quote here. She apologized for any misunderstanding and hurt. caused by her usual snarky office closure signs and content. So I don't know if she has a history of putting up racist signs when they're closed. Like, you know, it's 4th of July, burn in hell, blank. Like, I don't know where she's like, Rich. I always do this, right? Right. I don't understand what the problem is. Yeah, limeys, limey bastards. So she says, any misunderstanding and hurt of her by her usual snarky office closure signs and content.
St. Patrick's Day, enjoy your car bomb.
Right. Like, what are you talking about? Higgins, who said in the letter she is multiracial, said she understands the severity of intolerance and that the sign had a seemingly flippant tone. Yeah, I think it did. And then some. Quote, I am so sorry for any pain I have caused and the negative attention it has brought to our beautiful community. So you're telling me you didn't expect this to happen?
Well, maybe in Andy Milonakis, Maine, it isn't such a bad thing in that community, and they wouldn't stop going there. What she's now sorry for is that it went viral,
right?
And the world knows that she's a racist, and that's a quaint little racist town in the upper Northeast.
She also goes on to say that the food that was included in that post, right? She's used food in the same way in closure signs in the past because she's overweight. And she's making fun of herself.
So, like...
And there was a death in the family, and she had to get out of there quickly.
Oh, I didn't see the death in the family part. I was going to get to the food.
For other holidays, what kind of food did she
use? So she says here, multiple closure signs I've made in the past include items such as cake, hot dogs, burgers, snack drinks.
I didn't see that.
I started making these when COVID-19 hit because I was trying to lighten the mood, and I'm an overweight woman, and, it's... self-deprecation, I guess.
I'm not buying it. I'm sorry. I mean,
understand. There's a death in the family. Come on.
Sure. It's possible that someone could be that stupid, but I don't. Not if you're running a business. I'm sorry. I think you knew, at least had some idea what you're doing. I don't think you knew that you were going to have this level.
Let me defend it for a second. Let me go ahead and wade into here for just 1 second. And everybody's looking at me like, don't do this.
Please.
Please don't.
Please. I'm starting to get texts now from our boss. Like, just stop. Stop talking. But... It's not really defending her, but I never really got where, like, the fried chicken and collard greens and watermelon and all that stuff. Who doesn't like those things?
I know.
Like, but why is that just a black thing? Why is that how we
don't know
stereotype? When did that become a stereotype, and why is it, I guess? What I'm saying is I'm ignorant to why that is. If I go to Gus's Fried Chicken by my house, it's filled with white people.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Constantly.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's all white people. So why that?
Yeah.
It's not like if I go into my grocery store at the end cap where they have watermelon, there's not white people buying it by, the droves, because there are. I don't understand that.
I just read that the watermelon thing was because there were black farmers that grew watermelon mostly, like, back in the day.
Okay.
And they used that as a way to, like, get people to stop buying watermelon. Because they wanted to hurt the black farmers.
Got it. Okay.
Apparently,
I had no idea.
Read it. That could be untrue, but I know I just read it.
And the fried chicken, there's a reason for that, too?
No, I'm looking at it now. There's an NPR article about it. It says, this person says, I asked Claire Schmidt for help. She's a professor at the University of Missouri who studies race and folklore. She said chickens had long been a part of Southern diets. They had been particular utility for slaves. They were cheap, easy to feed, and a good source of meat.
Got it. So they fed the slaves.
It goes back to slavery. So...
well, it all makes sense.
I saw people on Reddit also saying, which I thought was interesting. They're like, how could someone do this accidentally? How could someone not know that this was going to, blow up like this or could potentially blow up like this? And I saw a lot of people saying, this is what happens when you have closed feedback loops on social media.
I saw that same
quote. Yeah, you go, and I thought, that's a really good point. You go on Facebook, you say racist stuff or whatever, and you're not getting called out for it, because by now the people that were sick of seeing it unfriended you or unfollowed your feed, right?
Right, yeah.
So they don't see that stuff. And we become victims. We all do.
Then you think society is also the same as that closed feedback loop.
Like, oh, they'll love this. I say stuff like that on Facebook all the time and don't get in any trouble.
Yep.
But this poor family at this other insurance place, and this guy, I mean, I don't know this guy, but I'm going to believe him when he says, this is exactly the opposite of who I am. This is the last thing that I would do. And they played audio of some of those messages he's getting about, I hope your business burns to the ground.
Like, watermelon and Red Bull smoothie.
That's pretty good, yeah. Watermelon.
Right?
Watermelon
and mango, Red Bull too, right?
And mango.
I mean, I like mango.
Right, of course you
do. I am a white guy.
Right, exactly. The Church of Laszlo. Oh, oh, oh,
O'Reilly. For a Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.